Welcome back to Muffed. Let's look back on the year. This is the Lions 2025 season in review. Muffed! Jared Goff threw 34 touchdown passes this year, second most in the entire NFL. Let that sit for a second, because the team that quarterback led missed the playoffs. Here's what happened to the Lions offense when the schedule got serious, why a defense that piled up sacks still got beat in shootouts, and the one unit number that explains a 9-8 finish nobody in Detroit saw coming. 9-8 out of the playoffs. First team on the outside in the NFC, the Lions didn't get muffed by a lack of firepower. They got muffed by a back half of the season where the losses kept landing in the same painful way. Start with the team by the numbers, because the split is the whole story. Detroit's offense finished at plus 85.3 total, expected points added, points generated above average across every snap, 7th in the league, 81st percentile. The defense came in at minus 10.3 expected points added allowed, and on defense, negative is good, but 14th in the league is just barely better than average. Top 7 offense, middle of the pack defense. The result? A team that hung 52 on the Bears, 44 on the Commanders, 44 on the Cowboys, then lost 41-34 to the Rams, 31-24 to the Packers, 29-24 to the Steelers. Boom or bust on one side, leaky on the other. Throw in just 19 takeaways on the season, 19th in the league, and you've got the recipe. Explosive when it worked, no margin when it didn't. Now let's talk about the passing offense, because this is where the Lions absolutely smashed. Total passing expected points added of plus 103.4, 5th in the league, 88th percentile. Per attempt, that's plus 0.17, elite territory. Goff threw for 4,564 yards, 34 touchdowns against just 8 interceptions, and his adjusted net yards per attempt of 7.5 ranked 3rd among qualified starters. His completion percentage over expected sat at plus 1.6, 1.5 points higher than the average quarterback on those same throws. Amon-Ra St. Brown was the engine, 117 catches, 1,401 yards, 11 touchdowns on 172 targets, a 32% target share, and the passing game powered every signature win, the 52 burger on Chicago in week 2, the 38-30 road win in Baltimore in week 3. The nagging number, 39 sacks allowed, a 6.3% sack rate. Middle of the pack, and in the losses, it hurt. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this is where the picture flips. Total rushing expected points added, minus 23.5. That's 26th in the league, 22nd percentile. Bottom of the league efficiency, full stop. The raw numbers look fine, 2,043 rushing yards on 443 carries, 4.6 a pop, 120 a game, but expected points added accounts for situation, and on too many early downs, the run game stalled drives. The wild part? The talent was there. Jahmyr Gibbs went for 1,223 yards on 243 carries at 5 yards a clip with 13 rushing touchdowns, 5th in the league in rushing scores, and his rush yards over expected was plus 166.9, meaning he produced 166 more yards than the average back on those same carries. Boom or bust shape, the lane that opened up against the Buccaneers in week 7 was the season in one snap. Second quarter, 1st and 10 from the Detroit 22, Gibbs takes it up the middle, 78 yards untouched for the score. He was the run game ceiling. Everything around him on early downs was the floor. Next up, the pass defense, the unit that confused people all year. The headline is great, 49 sacks, 4th in the NFL, 91st percentile. Aiden Hutchinson was a wrecking ball, and the front delivered 99 quarterback hits, 78th percentile. But the bottom line was just minus 4 expected points added allowed across the entire season of passing snaps. League average? So how does a defense that gets home that often finish only middle of the pack against the pass? Two reasons. They allowed 31 passing touchdowns, and they generated just 13 interceptions. The takeaway version of the splash play wasn't there often enough. The pressure was elite. The finishing wasn't. And the run defense, the quiet middle of the road. Detroit allowed 115.6 rushing yards a game and 16 rushing touchdowns, finishing right around league average, minus 6.4 expected points added allowed against the run, 47th percentile, not gashed, not a brick wall. Week to week, the variance was real, steady in the Cleveland and Tampa wins, worn down late in the losses to Philadelphia and Minnesota. Steady-ish floor, no real ceiling. For a unit complementing a top 5 passing offense, average against the run is survivable. Paired with a pass defense that didn't generate enough takeaways, it was just enough leak to cost them the playoffs. Muffed! season MVP is Amon-Ra St. Brown, and it's not particularly close. 117 catches for 1,401 yards and 11 touchdowns on a 32% target share. The engine that made Goff's 34 touchdown season possible. The thing to fix, takeaways. Just 19 on the season, 13 interceptions for a defense that generated 49 sacks. Pressure that elite has to convert to more giveaways. Until it does, this defense will keep costing a top 7 offense games it shouldn't lose.
That's the Lions 2025 season. Two things before you go.
One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Lions feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.